This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Big day in the Hack House. It is the first day of school.
Aww.
For my young one. Yeah, he's not his first ever. He's been to three-year-old preschool. Now he's four, going to pre-K four, a four-year-old preschool. So it's his first day, and he's all excited.
Is that like the first like official year of school for kids, or is it kindergarten?
Kindergarten is really, because that's when they start going full day.
Oh, okay.
So I have to come clean a little bit. I was a little upset, and I was, as usual, I get very upset at something and then just find out I'm wrong. So
you're admitting before you make a complete ass out of yourself with whatever you were upset about.
I circle back around and go, here's how I almost was an ass.
What have you done?
So the three-year-old preschool goes in the morning, and then the four-year-old preschool goes in the afternoon, at least in Douglas County.
Oh, that's a thing?
Yeah, it is a thing. And I was saying, well, why wouldn't they go in the afternoon and three-year-old preschool, and then four-year-old preschool they go in the morning so that they could get used to going in the morning, so that when they start kindergarten, they're used to going in the morning instead of taking a year off of morning. So it was weird today. Like, we got up with Leo, and he's just like hanging out, and he's drawing, and he's like, he's got bedhead.
Oh.
There's no rush to get out the door.
Yeah, I get that. You're not really preparing him.
Yeah, he's not preparing him until my wife was saying, well, it's probably because a lot of three-year-olds still nap in the afternoon. So they have to have it in the morning so they can still nap. And the four-year-olds is that. So.
But did you also know, Johnny Quick to Judge, that there's kindergarten that's half day. Not all kindergarten is full day.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's not. I mean, we had the option.
Half or full? Oh, no,
half
I didn't
day
know
or
that.
Full day. So there's half day. There's a morning session and an afternoon session. And like the parents who have jobs really fight to get their kids in whole day kindergarten.
Sure.
So that they're. Kid has basically free daycare from 8 to 50 or whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
So you getting all uppity about it, he might be 2 years away from actually needing to be awake in the morning.
Oh, okay. So, I didn't think of that. I thought it was just in Douglas County, which, speaking of Douglas County, it was a big deal because not only is he changing sessions to the afternoon, but he has to go to a completely new school. Because the way Douglas County, to my understanding, the way they do their enrollment is they go, on the count of three, everyone enroll. Ready?
Oh,
one,
geez.
Two, three, go! And then you just...
It's like checking in for a Southwest flight?
Exactly.
And you
exactly.
got like C-45.
Yes. So it's like, but what? We were already at this school. Could we get preferential?
You gotta start over.
I think if you're in school, so if you're going from first to second grade, maybe they keep you...
Do
you
they have the sibling rule?
I think there's a sibling thing, but he's the oldest, so we don't have a sibling in the school yet.
Because there's like at some of the charter schools in my neighborhood, if one of your kids gets in, then the second kid doesn't have to be in the lottery. They're just automatically in that school.
Okay.
So.
Well, with the preschool, it's just kind of a like, hey, wherever you end up is where you end up.
So you got a crappier school?
Well, I don't know that it's crappier. It's just a different one. It's just, so I just feel bad for my son because he got so used to school, and we talk up about your teacher and your friends and the routine, and we park here and we go in these doors, and it's like, yeah, forget all that. They're all gone. Your teacher's gone. Your friends are gone. New building, new mascot, new apparel, new we'll park at different places.
Is it uniformed?
No.
But new apparel.
I know.
So you're just blowing things up.
Well, he's still mad that he wanted Chucks and not Jordan.
Oh my God, that's a fact.
You got to cheer for. It's a different mascot. That's a different word. I don't want to. I don't know. I don't know what the new one is.
And you don't want to say it because you don't want people stalking your son because you're Kanye.
I'm not calling out. I don't think it's in a. No, I don't want to call out the particular school. I don't think it's their fault.
It's not the school's fault.
I don't think it. It's just the way they do it. And you guys know my wife. You know how buttoned up she is.
100%. Mm-hmm.
Do you think there was a second that went by from when registration opened to when
she lost
signed?
Her first choice? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean,
she was
immediately, and we just weren't at the same school.
Missed out on the lottery.
Yeah. So, Douglas County.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm disappointed.
Okay, let me ask you about your emotional state, though.
Okay, yeah.
Are you still upsetting? Because I remember being upset See, you have a new baby in the house. Not new, but like a year old. Mm-hmm. So you still have, it's like when they're both in school, it's gonna floor you. But is it weird now?
It is weird. Yeah, it's definitely weird. So I'm feeling for him. There's the normal emotions. I'm also, because it's a new school and he's got to do all this again. But he just handled it so great and just was.
He didn't cling to your leg.
No. And then this is where. So we get to the new school. We all go as a family on the first day. Normally I'm going to take him, but we all, like, my wife blocked off. So it's a big thing. Course. The whole family. We got Hazel there too. And finally they open the doors and they go, okay, we're ready. And at the old school, right, we walked in with him. We put his
check in at the counter,
check in, put his bag by the locker.
Yeah.
All these things. The new school's like, all right.
Parents stay outside.
No.
Oh, and my so God, are you okay?
So now we're going, oh, wow. And he's just kind of like, okay, bye. And he went in. He was the trooper. And then it's the parents that are standing outside. And
just a wreck.
Oh, he's gone. Just like that.
Does he need my help?
He's gone.
Oh.
And he's in there. God. And he's just, I'm thinking more about all the changes and stuff.
Are you?
Than he is.
Do you need a hug?
I think I do.
Do you want me to hold on to your leg?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.